JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See if you can guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them squeeze your bag. Don and Mike.
All right, we're just previewing this site we're going to have. Chris, the guy from popthatzit.com on the show here. He's on one of these phones on hold.
Chris Azari.
A lot of these videos are shared on YouTube, but there are still photos.
Right.
For instance, if you go to Face Zit Pictures, just Face Zit Pictures, you get an entire section of blackheads. You get an entire section of armpit zits.
You know, this is one of the times I wish that we were back in Fairfax and could hobnob with the guy that used to wander the halls there.
Oh, who was that kid?
Kevin?
The bad kid. Kevin. You got, here are some of the titles of the pictures. Blackheads on face, blackheads on nose. Idle fingers, zits popped.
D.
Blackheads on the back of old fart's ears. Forehead,
I'm feeling woozy. Yeah.
Forehead zits. It's going to be messy. Big zits, landmines. War zone, hazard to health. Huge zit. This baby's ready to go. Now, we have taken some of the audio. Where is it on? Which machine?
Oh, we can watch it off the computer.
Is it edited?
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Okay, good. Pull it up, please.
Okay.
And we'll listen to some audio of guys and their zits that will talk to, what's the guy's name, Chris?
Chris Azari.
From popthatzit.com.
Another one of today's modern entrepreneurial energy guys on the Internet.
And the next Nobel Prize winner.
So we're going to backzit video.
All right.
Getting it done.
Welcome to Pop That Zit. We hope you get your fix of zit popping.
Sponsored by Norv Turner.
This is Backney. This is what we've been waiting for. It's what it says. Here we go. Roll it.
All right.
And it's loading now.
It's here playing. It comes. It's
always fun.
It's playing. There's just no audio yet.
Right.
Tim Vasteen in Backney.
Backney.
B-A-C-N-E. Here it comes. Is there any audio? Oh, here it is. Guy's got a huge,
hey, Chris, go to work on this bad boy.
He's got a huge zit on his back. I mean, huge. And now they're going to pop it. They're putting it between the fingers.
Oh.
And here comes the pus out.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Dude. Oh, it's like yellow.
Oh.
Strangling at you.
It is a piece of pus. It is a piece of pus that looks like it's attached by a string.
That has some serious depth to it, man.
Oh, my God. It looks so...
Oh, man.
All right, give us one more, Rob.
Oh, let it go. Keep going.
Hold on. Yeah.
Here's it by an ear. By an ear. And now they pop.
Oh, great. Shot onto my hand.
It's like a money shot, Mike. It's like a money shot.
I don't have to see him, Don. I'm just listening to the audio, and I'm getting all woozy.
Now here's
a bit of fudging.
Here's another back to the guy's back.
That is so horrible.
Smell my hand.
Oh, man.
I can empathize with the guy choking.
No.
And finally, hold on, there's a little more here. Here's one on a guy's ear, on his earlobe.
Two-handed.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Oh!
Chris!
Jesus. I think I had to shoot 6 inches. Got pus all over the guy with the camera.
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
Oh.
Oh, my. That thing shot.
And he's got the leavens of the pus on his fingers.
Oh, God.
Want another?
Yeah, one more. Please.
You want an American one or a German one?
Oh, a German one.
German, please.
Oh, you got it.
You know how they love the Germans.
This has got the nice skin.
Oh.
Not like a foot. It's on my knee.
That's still shooting the pus, the last one.
I think the site's a little busy right now.
Back me.
You think people are checking it out?
Oh.
Hell's a poppin'.
Yeah, at the very least.
Popazit.com. Popthatzit.com.
I could not tear myself away today.
All right, let's see.
This is, I think, the
Pus Pop Shooter, spider bite pus?
Spider bite pus.
Zit back pus? Okay, we'll roll zit back pus.
Understand this website is 100% natural.
It is. Refresh.
Oh, it's way slow now.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's visiting.
Everybody's there. These are such great pictures and video. And
there's
video. There's a lot of good video that is abundant in the F word and the S word and lots of spraying pus.
Everybody wants to see
so
that.
So
we can't share some of those with you.
Now, let me know when that thing loads up. Let's talk to the guy behind this website. Here is Chris. Hey, Chris. Oops, hold on. It's loading right now.
No, it's not.
Hi, Chris.
Chris,
hey.
You amazingly gross man, you.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Chris, where did you get the idea for popthatzit.com? It's a great website. We love it.
Oh, I know. I'm listening to you guys. I'm dying over here. I can barely stand it. I saw a video a while back, and it made me think of this other video I saw years ago of a big zit on some dude's shoulder being popped. And I started doing some searching on the internet. I couldn't find anything. I said, I'm going to find all the content I can, and I'm going to put it in one place. And that's how popthatzit.com was born.
All right, I have to ask this question. Are you making any money on the website?
Yeah, a couple bucks here and there off of some ads. You know, I'm not going to retire anytime soon, but it's better than nothing.
Who are your advertisers?
Well, Google.
Google, you got the big one.
Love it, right? Google AdSense.
How does it break down? How many are still photos and how many are videos on your site?
I think right now it's about half and half. I think there's about 50 of each on there. It'll tell you if you're on the homepage. It'll tell you at the top there.
Oh, I see. 44 pictures and 49 videos.
Yeah, right.
You gathered all this content on the internet, and now are people coming to you with their own content now?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, people send me a link and say, hey, check this out. Or if you actually sign up on the website, you can upload your own pictures and your own videos.
Nice.
I'm sure people have told you, in some ways, the one that we were just watching with the guy with the pus that was coming out, it was almost like a money shot in a porno film. That was the amount of pus, and it was like coming out of a hose. I mean, it was just like...
That video was kind of like the Holy Grail, you know. That's what you search for, one of those. Nice, clean, super big.
You know, you have tapped into something here. I know that there are people that obviously, right-thinking Americans that might be a little repelled by this. But then there are people are fascinated with it.
What about this? Ask them about this. Nice back popper, some cheese.
Yeah.
Now, what does that indicate, some cheese?
Some cheese, some pus. I mean, that's the terminology. I just throw stuff out there because I just think it's so funny when I'm watching these. And I'm just imagining in my head what the reaction is going to be when someone goes online and sees that and says, back cheese. Like, oh, my gosh, you know?
Now, it seems to me there are a lot of women that actually, will say, hey, can I get rid of that for you?
There are women that do that.
Guys don't do that. I saw a woman doing it at the beach one time.
Oh,
what, to like her husband or her boyfriend?
Yeah, back knee. Not doing that. Yep.
Gross.
Yeah, there's a forum on there, and there's a lot of people that talk about, you know, like, oh, there was a guy with this big zit on the back of his neck, and I just wanted to pop it so bad. And
yeah, you hear that a lot. You know, oh, you just want to get it. You want to have at that thing.
How do I go about asking someone if I want to pop their zit?
is there that creepy part that gets off on it?
I'm sure there is.
I mean, have you heard?
Well, it's the internet.
Have you heard?
No, I haven't got... I haven't gotten anything but, like, you know, any reactions like that yet, but I'm...
Chris, how was your skin? How was your skin growing up? Did you have any issues?
Yeah, it was kind of bad. It wasn't like any of this stuff, but, it wasn't the best skin.
All right, hold on a second. We got people who are checking your website out now. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen!
This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
Isn't it the best
entertainment?
Isn't it the best website ever?
You guys have really gone far and beyond what you've ever done before. This thing is unbelievable.
You're welcome.
Ain't nothing we did. Rob was looking around at the computer today, called me up and said, hey, you want to be grossed out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, make it happen.
That'll do
it. You know, this is like Don Geronimo's Civil War surgeon. Some of the guys out there.
I mean, some of these that you have on there, Chris, are not just zits. I mean, these are people that might want to see an emergency room,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you might not want to. There's one on there. The guys are actually, their guys took a razor from a pencil sharpener and put it into his dude's shoulder. I'm going, oh, my goodness.
You got to be getting swamped with hits right now.
And, of course, you can't say do not try this at home, because who doesn't try that at home?
Yeah, who doesn't sit in front of their mirror, right?
Right.
All right, let me see. I'm going to go to Acne Forums. Is this where people like... Right about their zit fetishes?
Yeah, there's a couple. It's not too crazy, the forums, but it's getting there. You know, you got some people in there that are on there all the time.
Hold on, we got some more audio.
I know that one from the sound. I know exactly which one that is.
Hold on a second.
You
want to
see that from the top?
Yeah, let's see that one.
All right, I'm going to come over and take a
What is that one, Chris? Because we're going to see it again.
That's when the guy's squeezing on his back. I think it shoots on the door or something.
Okay, ready here?
All right.
Here you go, Mike. Watch this. Click to play. Here we go.
Moving a little slow with all the traffic on there, right?
We just had it, though. It's great. It's in there somewhere. Here it is.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, it's like a number three scene. I swear to God.
You gotta love that guy's strain. Owen,
Mike, you missed the stains on the wall.
That's what I said. He shoots it on the door.
Jesus Christ. What a great website.
You know, this website with all these people experiencing a great deal of pain for your pleasure.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. It's your pleasure, too. Come on.
Yes, of course it is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Now, is it obviously mostly guys, Chris?
I think so. I mean, I really don't have a way to tell if it's mostly male, but I would imagine so. Probably more, you know, college-age kids.
The one on the earlobe amazes me. I didn't even see that one. I just heard it.
There's a picture of one with a little marble. Oh, man.
What is, out of your collection of pictures and videos you have, what's the biggest zit?
The biggest one. What's the biggest one?
We watched one on a guy's elbow, and I mentioned
You showed me a picture of one that was a back that looked like just a big infection.
Hey, it looked like a nipple almost on this guy's elbow. What's the biggest one in your collection?
If you click on pictures and then scroll through a few times, there's one that says the world's biggest zit, and it's on the back of this guy's neck. It's pretty much unbelievable.
That's the one I think you showed me.
I don't know if it's real or fake, but it's if it's fake, it's a pretty good Photoshop job, but it looks like it's ready to go.
Chris, do you have a day job?
Yeah, day job.
Well, it seems to me that this is maybe one of the best websites of all time.
Wow.
There's a lot of great stuff on here. Again, the site is popthatzit.com. We'll have a link on our website, on dynamitewebsite.com.
Awesome.
And
might as well get a little credit for it when you're taking care of business.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to keep it original and keep it updated so there's new stuff every day.
Yeah, I like the idea of people sending you their zits.
Oh,
that's a great idea.
So go home and eat French fries.
Don't worry about that. Updating a website is highly overrated. we've not done it for years. And really, how many times do you go to a website and they say all new and refreshed?
Yes.
You look at it and after you, this is why we never refresh our website. Because you go to a website, although we are doing a house cleaning of it in a couple of weeks. Don't you hear that all the time, too?
Yeah.
But you go to a site that says all new, and you click on one or two things, and you go, oh, all right, that's okay. Then it's like, what's really new about it?
Right. They're excited, but they're not. Yeah.
Thong of the day.
There's nothing really new.
Now, this is new.
This never gets old, right?
This is something that I would put my name on. This is something I'd be proud to associate.
I'm Don Geronimo, and I approve this message.
Blackheads, cysts.
You know, and it,
oh my God, cyst on back. Does that one look good?
It opens up an entire subculture, like infectedhair.com. You know, ingrownhair.com.
The possibilities are endless.
Yes, they are.
Same rating system as on YouTube. It's a star. How many stars? For instance, cyst on back. Gets what? That's a five-star.
Five-star.
It was worth a lot more than that, but, you know.
Blackheads gets 4 stars.
Oh.
You know what the funny thing is, though?
Smallpox. Adverse reaction to the smallpox vaccine.
Oh, God.
Cyst on face. Cyst on face. Blackheads on chest. And then one that just says, wow, I can't figure out what this is. Well, these are good. You know, Rob, we're not going to be able to get in there.
I know. It's too
It's slammed
slow.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, people are going crazy right now.
All right, Chris. Thanks for your time. You're a genius, my friend, if no one's told you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Good having you on the show.
Com. Keep on popping, fellas.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That's popthatzit.com.
How far we have come. You know, it's amazing technology that's allowed these brilliant ideas to thrive.
That's pretty
Wow, that's frightening.
That's a pretty great site.
And that one, that last one you showed me on the back, that was blind.
Oh,
that's what I like to call blind.
Yeah,
now, I'm in their forum now. Here are some of the areas. Questions, comments, feedback, general discussion, introduce yourself.
I like introduce yourself. Imagine going to the chat group on that website. Howdy, how are you?
Here we go, Mike. I'll do it right
Maybe
now.
They can have their own, like, matchmaking service.
We're very near the end of civilization.
Awesome.
We truly are. Do you have a back problem?
Let's go also for have, pizza.
Right.
Let's see, zit stories, nasty zit stories, funny zit stories.
I like funny zit stories. Can we go on that one?
I'm trying to click on the, here we go. I'm just on introduce yourself. Okay, how about...
Hi, my name's Phil. I have acne.
Subject, love to pop.
Okay.
Started by Zip Popper on December 21st, 2006.
Season Blues Traveler.
God, I'm sorry, this is moving so slow. Some of the other topics on this board...
Zip Popper plays a mean harmonica.
This is from Zip Popper. It says, well, I've recently come out to all of my friends and family that I have a compulsion for popping zits and seeing them pop.
See, now this is what I was telling you about. There are people that do this, and I was wondering whether there are more guys or more girls that
do this. It feels great to be free from the shame. And then someone else writes, pop on, brother. Pop on. That's some sick
See,
ass.
See, there are people that have the compulsion to take care of other people's zits.
Okay, well, I'm sure
I could
it's
never
there.
Do it, but there are people that like to do it.
I'm sure it's there. Check it out. That's why Al Gore invented the Internet. Thank you very much. PopTheZit.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.